Okay, let's talk now about a new 300-pound nurse's aide. The aide works at Christiana Hospital in Delaware, drawing the curiosity of patients, visitors, and staff, because it's a robot named Moxie. Chris Barish of member station WHYY spent a little time getting to know this new hire.
Tina Merritt approaches her new assistant in Christiana Hospital's cardiac unit. The registered nurse leans in close to her team member.
Hi, Moxie. Did you have a delivery?
That meep was emitted by Moxie the Cobot, short for a collaborative robot. Christiana and a handful of hospitals across the country have started using cobots to deliver medications and other supplies to nurses. Merritt opens one of the cabinets built into Moxie's frame.
When Moxie comes to deliver something, we just scan our badge and the drawers will open to whatever drawer she had things hidden in.
Nurses use the touchpad screen on Moxie's chest to tell the cobot where to go, what to bring or pick up, or to place an order. It could get pills from the pharmacy for a patient, take samples to the lab, or grab towels, bandages, PPE, or any other supplies the unit needs. Moxie glides quietly around the hospital and can sense when someone is approaching so it doesn't collide with people or equipment. Merritt says Moxie sometimes arrives unannounced.
She just makes a noise and says, I'm here for a pickup. Please load Moxie.
Moxie is one of two cobots provided by Diligent Robotics of Austin, Texas. There are also Moxies working in Los Angeles, Chicago, Dallas, and a few other cities. Roboticist Andrea Tomas is Diligent's co-founder.
We really wanted to find a place where robots could truly join a team of people and impact their daily work by taking on some of the low-level tasks. And hospitals is a great example of clinical teams that are working together to provide high-quality patient care.
Christiana Hospital's Digital Acceleration Director, Jim McAdams, says the Moxies are a welcome addition to the staff.
Robotics has matured to that point with AI and machine learning that we can start to teach some repeatable tasks that are of high value within functional environment.
The two Moxies started working in February. They are currently mapping the floors to learn their way around so they can operate completely autonomously. For now, when they need help, for example, with operating the elevator, a Diligent escort controls their movements. They have a robotic arm to retrieve supplies and put in codes for elevators, and they can work 22 hours a day. Though the Moxies can put in superhuman hours, McAdams stresses that they are designed to reduce the stress and workload of nurses, not replace them.
Moxie specifically is a cobot, meaning it's not meant to take the place of any position. It's meant to work in tandem with humans, and that's huge. That allows more high-value tasks for our nursing staff and allows Moxie to do a lot of the running, fetching, finding.
The Moxies came to the Delaware Hospital courtesy of a $1.5 million grant from the American Nurses Foundation. Cardiac Unit Manager Andrea Sweeney is grateful for the cobots.
I love Moxie. Moxie has been able to put our nurses back at the bedside instead of the nurse running around the hospital looking for supplies or going to get medications.
If the first two hires continue meeting expectations, Christiana will eventually have five Moxies making the rounds. For Here and Now, I'm Chris Barish.